It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Because he is the good news.
You have arrived just in time for a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily
the News.
Indeed. Celebrating the power of the free press. Big ol' emphasis on free on that part.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey,
yes.
What happened?
Good morning, our Hank Facebook livers. Streaming live with mood lighting, no less.
Aww.
We'll have our weekly Trump dates, as he calls it, at 7:47 this morning, as the president's been on a whirlwind tour. Got the peace in Gaza, then rolled through Egypt. That was all yesterday. Now overnight, flew back in D.C. now. Got Zelensky back in the Oval Office on Friday, too.
Oh.
That always goes well.
I wonder what he's going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be hot up there, too?
But back today and in time for the National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. That is today on what would have been Charlie's 32nd birthday today. So his family will be on hand, and Charlie will be posthumously awarded by Trump today the Presidential Medal of Freedom. National Day of Remembrance. This was issued back a couple of weeks ago. For Charlie Kirk.
It's the question on everyone's mind. How do you get over Keith Urban? Well, Nicole Kidman, she's going to figure this out. And apparently the answer is revenge dating, KB. There's to say the tall drink of water, ready to hook up with someone younger and hot. Perhaps like someone else we know. Friends are simply hoping that she will stop fixating on the country star. And her girlfriends are already lining up her dance card for the next suitor.
So revenge dating.
Revenge dating.
So that's just purely for the purpose of getting back at your ex. To show them.
Extremely healthy. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Even though they're probably with another person. This sounds healthy. I say go for it.
Breaking my heart.
I say go for it. Well, it didn't need a breakup for this album, and it didn't need much help to be all sorts of record breakers. Congratulations, Taylor Swift. You did it. The Life of a Showgirl sold about 4 million copies in its first week. That's a record for what they call the modern era, which is very depressing that they say that starts in 1991. Nonetheless.
So vintage.
All 12 songs take up the top 12 spots on the Hot 100. That is a first as well. By the way, Adele had previously held the record for the largest weekly sales in the modern era.
Not the olden days,
anyway,
like the
90s. It's her 15th number one album. That breaks her out of a tie with Drake and Jay-Z for the most number one solo artist. And number two on the overall album list, behind only the Beatles. So, in related news, yesterday on Good Morning America, she announced another full concert film that you'll be drugged to, and a behind-the-scenes docu-series on the Eras Tour. I thought we did that.
I don't know. I can't keep up.
Anyway, both hit Disney Plus December 12th.
Can we see them?
Taylor sent out 4 million thank yous to her fans in success of the album. Well, yeah, that means we all got one.
Aw, that's so special.
I thought it was nice.
Jerry Turner from The Golden Bachelor is set to marry once again, but first, he's got to promote a new book. It's not a docu-series like Taylor, but he does tell Us Weekly that Teresa Nist, his latest ex-wife, did not go on the show for the right reasons. She had no plans on giving up her career once she found Mr. Wonderful. Then he said she should be worried about the upcoming memoir. Is that a threat? This did not go over with fans. The Twitterverse chiming in that he just wanted her for her money and maybe a creep.
Right.
Yeah. Jerry Turner.
There's a book to read in this?
There's a book.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then there's a show, which he's no longer on.
They should try revenge dating. That's what I hear is going around.
Hey, maybe you guys can have a double wedding. If
only there was a show that was like that. In McConaughey news, okay. Let's get to the long and short of this. Matthew McConaughey and his wife, Camilla, have been named godparents of the Florida-bound Star Princess cruise ship.
Aww.
Princess Cruises announced yesterday that McConaughey, wife Camilla, will play a ceremonial role for its new ship, arriving in Fort Lauderdale in November for its first season in sailing the Caribbean. So McConaughey and his wife are going to be there. They're going to christen the ship with the champagne thing. It's going to happen in November. Then it's going to set sail. And a statement from the couple, quote, "We're honored to be godparents of the star princess with princess. It's not just a vacation. It's time well spent." Then it turns into an advertisement pretty quickly.
No.
I don't think they wrote that. I don't know. Because it ended with a nothing beats
nothing
a jet to holiday. Anyway,
right now,
the Princess Cruise president said the pair's charisma is a good match for the godparent role. I have never heard of this being a thing, but it is, and it comes with duties, no less, because we got to say duties. Tuesday Top 10 at 7:15, the top 10 responsibilities that McConaughey now has as godparent of a cruise ship. That's on the way today.
So is he doing baptisms and all that?
It's going to be fun.
How do you have it hung at 100?
7:15 today.
Thanks, Professor. Today, when I grow up, I think I want to be Diane Keaton's dog. The late actress leaving $5 million to her golden retriever, Reggie. The fur baby, she called one of the true loves of her life, and there weren't many. The others, kiddos, architecture, Al Pacino, and the dog.
Hoorah.
Not necessarily in that order.
I got grouped in with the dog.
She wanted Reggie to finish out his days with dignity and humor. And $5 million. I mean, we've got at least one of those things.
So Woody Allen didn't make that list.
He didn't.
Huh?
I know.
How do you have it hung at 100?
I got bumped by a dog.
It's kind of like Jerry Turner.
I don't really ever do the fake Woody Allen for reasons.
Yeah, don't do.
Apple TV Plus yesterday announced that they will be dropping the Plus from its name, now just Apple TV, without the Plus. They call it a, quote, vibrant new identity, but a better idea than making McConaughey a godparent of your cruise ship. And MTV is shutting down its last music channels.
What?
They still have several of them going on. Because, you know, in the TV, free TV over the air or internet world, there's all sorts of rando channel. Like the 24-hour Law & Order channel or Bob Ross channel. Well,
or
MTV
Lives.
Has like 16 all various genres and stuff like that. And they're closing them all down. End of the year, it's over for MTV and video as we know it. So take that, Buggles.
Yeah!
Because radio's still here.
KB and Heather Lee.
It didn't kill us. Heard us, but can we? And then finally, Costco announced that they will be, you may have seen this, Costco announced they will start selling Ozempic and Wegovy at half price to uninsured customers. Because nothing pairs better with a 48-pack of muffins that you don't have the willpower to eat anymore.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
Hey,
bottom, I don't need it.